This is Ozarks at Large for Friday, August 16th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series concludes with the Amina Figueroa Quintet at Walton Arts Center's Star Theater tonight, beginning at 8. This jazz pianist and composer has appeared at the Newport Jazz Festival, Dizzy's Jazz Club at Lincoln Center, and the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. Tickets and more information available online at KUAF.com or WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, we highlight Fayetteville School's Hall of Honor. We talk to an inductee and learn about the program's history. Plus, it's Friday, so that means music. We'll have a performance from Joseph Israel inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio.
Also, we make a phone call to the River Valley for our weekly conversation with Michael Tilley from the City Wire, and we'll announce the winner of our Fayetteville Roots Festival ticket giveaway.
Those stories and more, but first, Arkansas has made positive strides against human trafficking in the natural state during the past year. That's according to a recent report by the Polaris Project, a global organization that aims to eliminate the worldwide problem of human trafficking and modern-day slavery. In its 2013 state ratings on human trafficking laws, Arkansas was ranked with 31 other states in the top tier of states that have passed significant laws to combat human trafficking. Arkansas was also recognized as the most improved state in 2013, which State Representative Greg Letting of Fayetteville says is a notable distinction.
In their 2012 rankings, Arkansas stood among just four of the worst states in the country in terms of the laws they had on the books to fight human trafficking. And the year before that, in 2011, when I and other legislators first began working on anti-human trafficking legislation, we were among the worst nine. So we were among a very limited number of states that still didn't have the necessary tools to fight this crime. So the fact that we are now not just one of the best, but one of the four most improved, I think is really a credit to the people who came together with bipartisan legislation and advocacy groups that came together this session to get that legislation passed.
The improved ranking is a result of a trio of bills that Letting says were originally one bill, but were eventually passed individually for greater chances of some reforms being passed.
The 2013 bill establishes human trafficking as a crime in Arkansas and really gives some teeth to penalties for prosecutors to go after human traffickers. We had another that the Safe Harbor Act, Senator Cliff Elliott, I carried it in the House. Unfortunately, a lot of times when young women or young men are rescued from a trafficking situation and they have been engaging in prostitution by force, they are nonetheless charged with prostitution, and we didn't feel that was right. And so Polaris Project has made it a priority to get what they call Safe Harbor Acts passed all across the country.
The third bill aimed at human traffickers, which Representative Letting sponsored in the House, gives prosecutors more legal grounding to go after traffickers with stiffer penalties for those found guilty of the crime.
For the 17th consecutive year, the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is approving a 60-day duck season. Jonathan Reeves from our content partner KASU has more.
Waterfowl Program Coordinator Luke Naylor told commissioners in Little Rock habitat conditions were improved or similar to last year in many areas. He says the good number of ducks that are expected to come to Arkansas justify a 60-day season. With more than 529,000 mallards harvested, Arkansas had the third highest waterfowl harvest and highest mallard harvest in the nation last year. The season takes place in three splits: November 23rd through December the 1st, December 5th through December 23rd, and December 26th through January 26th, with the youth duck hunt taking place February 1st and 2nd. The duck bag limits are 6 ducks, consisting of no more than 4 mallards, 2 hens, 3 wood ducks, 2 pintails, 1 black duck, 2 canvasbacks, 1 mottled duck, or 3 scalp. The commission also approved the early migratory bird season dates yesterday. In Jonesboro, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.
It has been 90 days since the 89th Arkansas General Assembly adjourned. As such, several new laws that were enacted without an emergency clause or a specific date go into effect today. Some of those laws include Act 1209, which allows for the sale of unpasteurized or raw milk in the state, Act 1110, which makes prosecuting attorney elections nonpartisan, Act 226, or the law that would allow licensed faculty and staff of state colleges to carry concealed firearms on campus that have opted to allow it, and Act 746, which some firearms advocates argue allows for open carry in Arkansas. We'll discuss a planned demonstration in Fort Smith by a group advocating for open carry with Michael Tilley of the City Wire in just a few minutes.
It's back to school time. Today is the first official move-in day at the University of Arkansas. Move-in will continue tomorrow, Monday and Wednesday. During move-in, all faculty and staff lots will be open except faculty staff reserve spaces in Lot 37. In addition, there will be no two-way traffic along the south and western edge of the parking lot next to Yoakum Hall, and traffic on McElroy Avenue between Kimple and Founders Halls will be open to traffic traveling both south between Dixon and Fairview Streets.
Though it's not as warm outside as it has been for much of the summer, one of the area's cooler indoor spots will soon close temporarily. The ice rink at the Jones Center in Springdale will be closed from August 26th through September 6th so that crews can give the rink a makeover, including new ice and new ice graphics. The rink reportedly hasn't been refurbished since 2009.
Flood damage continues to take its toll in Benton County. According to the Bella Vista Property Owners Association, the fourth annual Memory Maker Triathlon benefiting the Alzheimer's Association has been canceled because of flood damage. The triathlon was scheduled to begin at Lake Windsor's London Park, but the area was closed last week because of excessive flooding and debris at London Landing. Also in Bella Vista, the Property Owners Association has decided to postpone resurfacing the putting green at the Tanyard Creek Practice Center until 2014, the delay created so that all resources can be devoted to repairing flood damage elsewhere.
Centerton City officials will host a discussion tomorrow morning about the upcoming millage vote for the Bentonville School District. The Coffee with the Mayor session will begin at 9 o'clock at Centerton City Hall and be hosted by Mayor Bill Edwards and other elected officials.
The Northwest Arkansas Naturals did not get the series sweep against the Corpus Christi Hooks they were looking for. The Nats lost last night 6-5 in Springdale. The Nats will continue play tonight at Arvest Ballpark as they open up a four-game series against the San Antonio Missions.
Partly cloudy tonight with lows from 55 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley. Sunny tomorrow with highs from 82 in northwest Arkansas to 87 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with lows from 56 degrees in northwest Arkansas to 65 degrees in the Arkansas River Valley.